Blog Talk Radio. All right. I'm telling y'all, this is just too much. I know a lot of y'all was getting y'all party on. I know I was. I was like, hey, you know. I'm telling you, I really, 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 that I'm telling y'all, y'all know that that mix was hot, y'all self. And I'm telling you, we just thank the Lord for tonight. You might as well say morning. I say tonight because it's dark, you know. But we just give God glory and honor. You are now tuned into the Christian Club in it early Saturday morning right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel on Deck. And we are rocking it live, seriously, right now. We're rocking it live right now. And what, and you know what, I'm gonna say this and we're going to keep moving on because I got a lot of great music tonight that you're going to party with, for real. I'm telling you, I'm excited about it. Well, first of all, the reason for the Christian clubbing it is because a lot of us used to party. You know how we used to do it back in the day around this time. You know, it's 1:30 a.m. here in Detroit. So around this time, I was already gone by, let's say, 7, 8 o'clock. We was already getting buzzed up, drinking and smoking weed and all that. You know what I'm saying? So we would step up in the club at 12 midnight. And it didn't start jumping, it seemed like, to 12:30, 1 o'clock. Clubs closed at 2 o'clock. Guess where we was at? The after hours. I know a lot of y'all know about them after hours. Y'all ain't been saved all y'all life. So come on now, be honest. And we was hanging. We was out there at the motorcycle clubs. I'm telling you, me, motorcycle clubs, all of it. We was hanging out. And right after we would leave them after hours, about 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, daybreak was up. We would go to the restaurant. We would sit down and eat at them Coney Islands. High as I don't know what, eating on them chili fries with cheese. I'm serious. I was messing up the wing days with that hot sauce, real talk, for real, hiding them up. And then you get to the crib, still drinking, still sipping. Your little friends, everybody come in and sit around. It's 8, 9 o'clock. You ain't been to bed yet. You still drinking and going on. Round noon, we crash. After 2, 3 o'clock, we get dressed. For the day, we heading out downtown, we hanging, we doing it all again. Well, that's the reason why I do Christian clubbing it, because now we ain't living that life no more. I hope we ain't. I hope we ain't sitting up in here talking about that we are the child of the kingdom and we out here at the motorcycle club smoking weed and stuff. I hope not now. If we doing that, something definitely is wrong. We need to have more Jesus then. We need to get more high on him. But I thank God, you know, that even now we still party and we still sipping on a natural high in Christ. And it's the high that we don't have to wake up in the morning and eat on some salt chips and pickles and drink beer again to get the shakes off and to keep, you know, from being hungover. But we can wake up. You know what else I noticed too? And I know a lot of y'all will agree. I'm going through a hurricane right now. How about y'all? Somebody going through something. Seriously, for real. And the thing is to me is because we got a guest calling in, so I want to hear him say this, but I'm explaining why we do the Christian clubbing because I've had a lot of people say, wow, that's a nice ring, Christian clubbing. Well, where you at? You at a club or what do you do? So I'm explaining it now real briefly. Then we're going to go to the phone line because we got our next artist. Music is coming up now. He's calling in to say hello to everybody. But what I'm saying is, you know, even though I'm going through this, I told somebody the other day, I said, I know God is real. Because if I really didn't have God right now, I would be smoking on some weed and drinking and hanging out and doing whatever. Seriously. But I know God got to be real because through this storm, he has kept me in this storm. Where, you know what I'm saying, I'm not doing none of that. So that's why I do on Fridays. Christian clubbing it, because a lot of the saints go to church on Friday night. You come home from your little Friday night services around 10, 11 o'clock, and a lot of people, you know, is on the internet. They on Twitter. They on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? They on wherever they on online. And so it touched me one day to have a Christian clubbing because I don't go to bed nowhere till about 3, 4 in the morning. So I was like, hey, you know, I could do a Christian clubbing it where we got the hottest mixes, the hottest rap, but it's all Jesus music. You know what I'm saying? All Jesus music. And what we do this to 2 in the morning, from 12 to 2. But since I got started a little late, because I've been downloading y'all some hot mixes and hot music from here in the States, over in Africa. We got Ken, the DJ, all the way in Kenya. We got a mix, a hot mix by him. We got some mixes coming from Jamaica. We got some reggae. Hey, we finna throw down, seriously. And that's what I do. I wanted to bring this for the world to listen in to this Christian clubbing it that ain't living that life no more. And we can club it, you know what I'm saying, on radio. You can club it in your house, club it in your car. Wherever you at, we are referring Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who died on the cross for our sins. When we was out there doing everything but right, you know what I'm saying, he had our back. He still was watching over us. When our friends, when our families looked down on us and said, you a lowdown, you ain't going to never be nothing. But God steady yet looked at us while we was smoking the weed, sipping on the yak, dancing and acting crazy in the club and cursing people out and carrying guns and selling drugs and whatever you was doing, gangbanging, whatever you was doing. You know what I'm saying? Going in and out of prison, God still had your back through shootouts. Even you might have got shot, but you still living today. I'm telling you, and it's just awesome. It's just awesome. So we just thank God. I just had to explain why we do this Christian clubbing it, and that's why we do this, so we can party for real in Christ. And so I'm telling you, I'm just so excited on tonight that I want to give it up to all of Africa that's listening in. I know we have Uganda listening in. God bless you, Bedford. We got some music from him. We thank God for Nigeria, for Ghana. Right now, it's 1:36 here in the States. It's like late night to us, but it's like 5, 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning in Africa. So I want to say God bless, because a lot of y'all know that Africa is a huge part of this radio ministry. So I just want to give it up to all of our African family around the world that is listening in. We want to say God bless you to everybody here in the States. God bless you over in Italy and the UK and Germany and Croatia. We want to say God bless in Australia and Brazil, all over the world that is listening in to Christian Clubbing It with your sister Angel on deck. We want to say God bless you. I want to give a special shout out before I go over to the phone line and click our brother Kid Carter on. I want to give a shout out to DJ Reggie Reg, because all that instrumental music that you heard was by him. So I'm here to let y'all know right now, you can look him up on Facebook, DJ Reggie Reg. Yes, look him up, send him a request, message, whatever you want to do. He got plenty of music, y'all. So if you need him to DJ at parties, or you need him to do something on your album or whatever you need him to do, then you know what I'm saying. Hit him up. Hit me up. Leave me a message. I'll give it to him. We both here in Detroit, so I can relate it to him. I know a lot of you all posted up today that, you know, tonight that you love that the mixes that you heard. And I'm telling you, he got more for you. Seriously. So once again, I want to say God bless you, DJ Reggie Reg. We love you very much. And so right now, I'm telling you, we got Ken the DJ. I'm saying it right now. There in Kenya. I can't wait, y'all. I'm serious. But we got some stuff. I want to give a shout out to Putin on tonight. God bless you. We thank God for him, the prodigal son. It's just awesome. So right now, we got a song. But before we play this song, we're going to hear from Kid Carter, because there's a song here. I'm going to let him tell y'all about it. I heard it. He sent it to me. And y'all know how I roll. If it's something that I like, I will play it immediately. If you send it to me download, then I will play it. So I'm here to let y'all artists know now. If you got some mixes of some music that you won't play, you know what I'm saying, send it to me. All right? Send it. Because I'm going to play it. If it sound good. I'm going to be honest with you because I done heard some gospel music, man. I'm going to just be real with y'all. It's it. Jacked up for real. I don't just be moved by music, but I move by your words. And if your words ain't slamming, then you won't be heard on the angel on deck. Now, I'm just being real. Can I be real? All right. So right now we got Kid Carter, and I'm going to click him on. We got some Florida going on up in here. I hope he got some oranges for me, so. I was teasing somebody earlier in Florida. I said, I better have a bag of oranges. We better get some oranges from there. Hey, how are you?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's going on, Detroit?
Yes, I know you like this sister. It's bugging it on the night first.
Yeah. I see. I hear you over there cutting up in Jesus' name, man. It's all good. It's all good.
Yes, I'm so glad to have you on here tonight. As I was stating to the people, you had sent me a song that I'm going to let you tell us about what's cool, about the song and everything. And when I heard it, I think you probably didn't know I was going to respond that fast. But when I clicked on it, I was in the middle of my download music right then and there. That's why I came on late. I'm normally on at midnight, but I was so busy trying to get music that was coming in, you know,
right,
that have not been heard yet, that I just said, bump it. I'm going to just come on a little late. I'm just going to do that. We'll sleep in on Saturday morning. But, I mean, if we was at the club, it wouldn't be no problem. We'd still be up. So I'm happy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this got to rock tonight, for real. So I'm going to have you, brother, reintroduce yourself, where you calling from, and talk to us a little bit about this great song that we about to hear.
All right, man, for sure. It's your boy, Kid Carter, man. I'm straight out of Broward County, Florida. Fort Lauderdale, stand up. All the Christians down here holding it down in South Florida. My pastor, Apostle Ed Yvette Brinson from Redeeming Word Christian Center. Everybody out there, Redeeming Word Christian Center, just saying what up. This song right here is just called Immutable. It's just basically talking about how God's love never changes. God is a God that he never changes. He remains the same. You know, his word is not void, and nor is he a man that he should lie. So we just want to put a song together just stating that God is immutable through, you know, everything that we go through in life, no matter what it is. You know, the Bible says, you know, we can get back up to see another day. We can get back up to rise, to lift our faith back up to God. And we just know that we need the Lord on a day-to-day basis, and we need God every day. You know, we're living in a fallen world, and it's vital that we're looking for a Savior. And some people are dying to look for a Savior. So it's important for us and the body of Christ to spread the gospel and just let people know that there is hope. You can have faith, and we can make it in life, eternal life. Yeah.
That's right.
I got my boy Plantin. Boy Plantin.
The boy Plantin.
I got the boy Plantin, man. I reached out to him, and I was just like, you know, God was really leading me to reach out to him, and that's a busy young man.
I know. Hey, what's up, Plantin? Wow. That
putting
is awesome.
Line, putting on line. We got putting on line.
That's what I'm saying. I heard him say something at first, and then it got kind of silent.
Okay, yeah, but I reached out to the boy Plantin, man, out there in Bryant College Station, out there in Texas. You know, I used to live out there in Waco, and we did some business in the past, and it was just due time for God to just bring a great song together. He's a great man of God, a man after God's own heart. He loves the Lord. He's very faithful to his ministry and also to his art and music. So it was an honor to get the boy Plantin on the track for my first mixtape ever.
Wow. Wow.
Ever.
That's awesome.
You know, it's been
that
a long road
awesome.
Of destiny, purpose, a lot of hard nights, a lot of hard praying. A lot of fighting.
Wow.
But the victory is won. And we here
that's
now.
Right.
I'm a Threats Music Group. Big up to my boy Keith Keys Big up to my homie Teffy. We here. We doing it for the Lord. So I reached out to Putin. He blessed the track in 45 minutes.
Wow.
Tops. Mm. He wrote it and he dropped it.
Now
that
has
to be to go do business.
Mm. That skill for real.
Yeah, so God is good. His mercy endures forever. And it just was an honor and just a privilege just to get the boy punting on the track. We laced the track and we put that thing together. We went into the mixer and the master and last night. And we just dropped that thing on the internet tonight. And we just hope that it just blessed the folks, that they just really cling to the Lord and just hear the words and just hear what we're trying to say, because everybody needs God. Sometimes it takes for us to get on a bending knee.
That's right.
On our face just to really, you know, hear the things of the Lord. And it's all right to cry out to God. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right to cry out to the Lord and ask God to hear your prayers. So that's just where we're at right now with the single. We got the mixtape coming out. Upstairs with God is coming out tomorrow.
Oh, well, you know you got to send it now so I can
Tomorrow, April 27th, Upstairs with God, Volume 1, Immutable, featuring Putin.
All Yikes. Right.
Yikes. KMC in the building.
Here.
It's a movement.
Amen. Well, you know, God is definitely doing something.
Amen.
He's definitely, he's connecting people. I really can't believe how many countries that we are connected to. Seriously, when I keep thinking about it and I get messages from the Twitter and all these friend requests, I'm about to start a third page. Seriously, and it's just, it's more international than anything. You know, it's tripping me out. But only God can do that. And it's the reason for this that's going on with this radio and all of this music and stuff, and I'm telling you, I just thank God for you, brother, on tonight. I know we've been friends. I noticed that we're friends on my old page, and I said, I never heard of him until tonight. Now, you know, I'm serious. I never heard. I've seen your name many a times and seen your links and stuff like that, but I really, I guess I didn't pay attention enough or something. And so it kind of shocked me that when I saw Jermaine Carter, I'm seeing your Facebook name, and I'm looking like, wow. And then I, you know, at first I was looking because I was still busy downloading. I mean, I had a whole lot of stuff I was doing at the same time, trying to download and Twitter and people tweeting and sending requests and talking and chatting. And I'm trying to hurry up, and I'm looking at the clock like, man, I supposed to came on at 12. Then I said 12:30 I was coming on. I said, you know what, I'm just going to make it 1 o'clock. Forget it. I'll just go off at 3. And so I began, you know, I just begin, because, hey, if I was in the bar right now, I would be out to 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm just keeping it real. So I feel, why not do this in God now? You know, I wasn't complaining back then. And so that's what I be tripping out on. A lot of people say, well, you know, that's kind of a late time. And sometimes I think back and I say, but was you saying that when you was at the bar, when we was partying together, you know, was you talking that it was late? No. And so when I listened to the music, that's when I thought, I said, oh, yeah, this got to play tonight. And that's when I left you the message back, and I said, this song rocks, and it was going to be heard live tonight. I even posted on the page, you know,
Amen.
With the link, saying that the song is going to play. And it blessed me. So I know if it blessed me, it's going to bless others. And like I said, I'm a type of person, I'm not only just moved by the music, but I'm moved by the words that, you know, when I hear people rapping, you know, about the Lord, I listen to the words. And if them words can move me by what they're saying, then it's heard live on here. If it ain't moving me, I don't play it. I'm serious. Because to me, this is ministry. It's ministry. And and you got a lot of people that say they are gospel rap artists. You know what I'm saying? And when you listen to it, it's more of a show. It's like
right.
bringing their glory to come to them. And I've heard so many of rappers that I've went to different concerts and stuff, and they say, man, yeah, we threw down. Yeah, we did that. And I be looking like, no. If God gave you that gift to rap, you got to give glory to him. There's nothing wrong with being honored, but all the glory go to him. And then I heard a brother tell me one time, he posted up on Facebook, and I shared, and I said, you know what, that's real talk. He said, I am not just a rapper. He said, but I am a minister of music. And he said, I don't rap on stage. He said, I minister on the altar. And I thought, oh, you go ahead. I was like, now that's some raw, real talk. He said, I minister on the altar. I'm not on no stage. He said, because when you say you on a stage, you want a stage to be seen. But when you on an altar, you're giving you repping Christ. And I thought about that thing, and I said, you know, that makes a lot of sense. That really makes a lot of sense. So once again, I thank God for you. I'm glad you wanted to call in. That's why I said, yeah, fine. You know, anything for people to be encouraged. And that's what I'm going to ask you, too. There's a lot of people that are going through some straight-up drama. When I say drama, I'm talking about backs is up against the wall, mind is going, and they're thinking, like, I can't take this another minute. Lord, either you help me or I give. You got so many people saying that. What would you say to the youth right now that's listening in, that is saying, I'm struggling, I'm going through with myself, I'm going through with issues, and I'm going through with this and that, and these storms is coming, and my back is up against the wall. I feel like saying, you know what, I'm done. What would you say to them? Because I'm quite sure you done been through some stuff.
Yeah. See, you know, I have been through a lot of stuff in life, and I'll say this. You know, we all have problems. We all going to go through things in life, but we just have to remember that we're made in God's image. So God made us. So God knows us. And God knows what we want. And in order to get our back from off the wall, we got to go to him.
Yeah.
You follow me? He is the creator. It's like this. A lot of times we have voids in our lives. We kind of fill voids with smoking, drinking, profanity, porn, all type of other things, relationships, false entitlement. We're just trying to fill ourselves with so many different types of things of the world, and we're not going to God. We're going to the wrong thing. It's like this. It's like, say I own a hammer store.
Yeah.
And you like screwdrivers.
That's right.
And you come to my store looking for screwdrivers.
Mm.
When I own the hammer store. Now say my friend, say my friend supplies me with the hammers. And he runs the hammers. He owns the hammers. He makes the hammers. He's the creator of the hammer. And say that he walks in the room while you're at my store asking for screwdrivers.
Mm.
You know what he's going to turn and say to you? Hear me. Hear me by the Spirit. He's going to say, why are you in a hammer store looking for screwdrivers?
That's right.
When I am the creator of screwdrivers.
That's right.
So hear me. Say no. He's the creator of screwdriver store. He owns the screwdriver store. Let me clear myself.
Yeah.
And he turns to you and he says, I'm the creator of screwdrivers.
Mm.
Why don't you come to me? You in the wrong place. You're trying to get hammers. You're trying to find screwdrivers in a hammer store. And I'm the creator of screwdrivers.
Wow.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem. We're going to the wrong things in life. And we got to stay focused on what we need. Our back backs are against the wall because we're not clinging to the Lord.
That's true. Yeah,
come
right
on now,
that.
We got to cling to God. I can't give it to you no other way but how God has given it to Kid Carter.
Yeah.
A lot of times I was out there in the streets, my back was against the wall because I was looking for the wrong thing. I was trying to fill myself with the wrong things in the world. And just to put everything in a nutshell, I would just like to say that if anybody listening to me and they heard my example, stop going to the hammer store looking for screwdrivers. When God owns all the screwdrivers, just go to him.
That's right.
I can give it to you straight. I know who I don't know who's listening right now. Whoever you are, hear me by the Spirit. Do not go to the wrong places in the wrong areas looking for the wrong things when God is all that you need.
That's true.
That's true. He's all you need. That's just how I can give it to you. I've been there. I've been in the trap. I've been on the corners. I've slept in the parks. I've slept on the beach. But here I am today in full stride with the Lord because I clung to God and I let go of the things of the world. We can't let those things of the world fill those voids in our heart when God is the ultimate filler. He comes. And I say this too. Get around some positive people.
Yeah.
Sometimes who you hang around will influence you. The Bible says that bad morals corrupt good people.
Mm-hmm.
In Proverbs, the word says that where the people fall, where there's no counsel. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Well,
so get around some wise people of the Word of God that can fill your spirit and not take away from it. Get around people that can fill you and help you and push you to read the Word and help you to pray. So I would just say this. I've been there. My back has been against the wall totally in life. But
I know
just kept the faith in God and I kept striving. They kept striving. I have yet to arrive. But faith in the Lord is all we need. Faith in God, hallelujah, it supersedes the law of the land. It supersedes the law of the land. All I can say is just keep your faith in the Lord. I'm not here to, I'm not trying to say no special words. I'm just trying to be 100 about it. Just keep your faith in the Lord and just be straight and don't go looking for trouble. Don't go looking for trouble out there, man. Leave the strip clubs alone. I don't know who that was for. Leave the strip clubs alone. Leave those things alone. Those things of the world that is unlike God, leave those things alone. Those people and those relationships that are unlike the Lord, leave them alone. They're not good for you. They're no good for you. They're not going to help you move on in life and be successful. And for people that's lazy, get a job. Get up. Go make it happen. Go make it happen. You can do it. You can be successful. We don't have to go with what society says that we are. God says that we are more. We have much worth in the Lord. He sees us and he loves us. He's there for us. He's kind for us. And he'll heal us in anything that we need. Stop going out looking for the dudes. Just go to Jesus. He's the ultimate healer. He's the lover of your soul. He's the lover of your life. Go to Christ. Go to Christ. Go to God. Leave the world alone.
That's true. Amen.
Leave the world alone. I mean, that's all I can say to you, man. That's all I can say.
Amen. Well, hey, that was real word. That was real word. And I know people that's out there, you know, need to hear that. Because like I said, I've been going through. You know what I'm saying? I told the Lord yesterday, I said, I don't get what's going on here. It's like I'm going from a little mine or something to a tornado and a hurricane and now something else. You know, and I'm telling you, I'm serious. It was like I don't know. I can't even describe the feeling, what's happening. But I know a lot of my people been saying, you know, you doing what you doing, and you with nations here, you know, and the enemy is trying to block some stuff because God has a huge blessing that's coming, and he's steady trying me, you know what I'm saying,
right.
To where he want me to just say, I'm done. But just
yeah.
like I told that joker on last night, it doesn't matter what come up against me, I'm not going to let go of God's hand. So I always
right.
tell him that, you know.
Yeah.
And I love to bust him in the head, so to speak, with Luke 10:19, when God said he has given us the power to tread on serpents. And I'm telling you, I told my
come
dad
on.
The other day, my father's a preacher. I told him the other day, I said, if the devil was in a human form, I feel sorry for him because I would
right.
just take this man and I will run him over until I hear his bones and everything else just demolished. I'm serious. I just, you
right,
know.
Right.
I said it would be straight up reverse drive, reverse back and forth. But
right.
that's the attitude we supposed to have, that when he tried to fight us, because we're going to go through problems. We're going to go through things, and I've come to
right.
know that. But
right.
I told the Lord, I said, but you got to help me and give me strength to go through this seriously, because I felt like at one point I was about to lose my mind. I had to count from 1 to 10 to make sure I still was straight, because I didn't know what was going on, because it was like every day it was something else. This news
right.
and that news, and something happened over here, and something happened, you know, and I was just sitting there one day just like, do I scream or what do I do? And
you
then
know,
the song came to me old school, you know, was I still have my joy. I still have my peace no matter
amen.
What I'm going through. I still
right.
have my peace. I still have my joy. And I'm just saying that to somebody that's listening in now. Maybe you going through some drama yourself or going through a storm or whatever you're going through. Always
right.
know, just like God told me, that he is our umbrella in the midst of the storm.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. And
yes,
just to add,
he had noticed.
Yeah, just to add one more thing, just to really add something seriously. See, one thing that Satan tries to do is Satan wants to come against our minds.
Yes, he do.
See, if God says faith of a mustard seed can move a mountain, then apparently that means that our mind has to be in line with his word.
That's true.
2 Corinthians 10:5,
mm.
it says, we're going to say it in personalized terms. It says, I shall demolish all argument and every pretense that sets itself against the knowledge of God, and that I may take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ.
Yes.
When the enemy tries to come against your mind, you have to automatically cast him down.
That's true. That is right.
Because when those things come against you, fear comes in. And when fear comes in, all of his little cousins want to slide in too.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiousness, depression, all those other things. In the body of Christ, let's just remember, and those that's unbelievers that's listening as well, those that's just in whatever situation that you are in the world right now, Germany, Africa, Detroit, Oakland, whoever's listening right now, I'll just say, demolish the negative thoughts in your mind, because the word of God comes to renew your mind.
That's
your
true.
Mind is what's going to create your world. Your mind creates your world, and God comes to renew your mind.
Mm-hmm.
See, God can have a heart. People are like, oh, I love God. I love God. He got my heart. But the Bible says that your lips say one thing, but your heart is far from me.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for God to get your heart, he got to get your mind.
That's true.
So we got to let God get our mind. And once we can control that, then God can get our heart. So
mm-hmm.
I just say to everybody out there, whatever you're going through, no matter what it is. You have other people in this world that has been through the same exact thing and even worse. So don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, you're alone. You're not alone. We have an all-seeing God. He's sovereign. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. So he sees all and he knows all. And he knows your situation. And even if you don't see, thank you, Lord, even if you don't see things going on before you right now, God is in the midst working on your behalf.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You may not see it, but he's working. Just stay patient and don't grow weary. Just keep the faith in the Lord and watch God come and look out for you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I'm telling you, it's, you know, this is some real word, for real. I ain't caring about no music. You know what I'm saying? Whoever
come
ain't
on.
Heard tonight, just be heard another day. But this,
come on,
this,
I don't even care. Honestly, I don't even care if the song play or not, because it ain't about the music. It's about
like a lot of songs that I know I had in mind to play. I was just letting the people know, if it don't be heard, that's all right, because we on every day through the week, and this is what I do for 2 hours each day. So I'm just letting the people know that if we don't get to everything, that's all right, because
all
this
right.
is so important. The word,
yeah.
somebody is dying on the
yeah.
inside. Somebody is dying mentally that need to hear this. They need
yeah.
to hear this word.
Yeah.
And it's going forth. And I thank God for you, brother. It was meant for you to call in, because this word had to go forth. It had
Amen.
To go forth.
Amen.
And I just thank God for it. And, you know, I thank God for his word. And like I said, I'm steady yet, you know, holding on myself and believing God and knowing that it is going to get better. I mean, hey, we ain't got no other choice. It's either hang on or let go and go to hell. And I'm telling you, I'm not going there for nobody.
That's
I don't
right.
know about nobody, but I don't love nobody that much that I'm willing to go to hell for you. I don't think so. It's kicking rocks for that. But,
right.
you know,
one
I just thank God, because that's what I believe. This ministry is not built on just music, but it's
right.
also built on in prayer and the word of God as well.
Amen.
So I just thank the Lord once again for you, brother, calling in. Is there
Lord
anything
God.
Else you would like to say before we, you know, play the song and go forward? Or?
Man, I just would say, everybody that's just out there listening, by the sound of my voice, I just say, be free. Be set free in the name of Jesus, that you are more than a conqueror. You are the head, not the tail, above only and not beneath, and there's no demon on earth or in hell that can keep you from the love of God. God loves you. No matter your circumstance, no matter how deep you are in sin, Christ can pull you out. If God can pull Christ out of a grave when he's dead,
that's
he
right.
can pull you out of your sin. There's no sin that can keep you far away from the love of God. God loves you no matter what. His love will never change. He will always be the same. God is immutable.
That is true. That is so true. Well, brother, I thank you. I'm looking forward to you calling back in again, you know, maybe throughout the week. And minister a little bit to the people. You know, that's what I do that now. I have a lot
Amen.
Of the artists that, you know, they call in and they tell about what God is doing and, you know, in
Amen.
Their life and what God has delivered them from. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, it's just been awesome, you know, shows that we have had on here. So
yeah.
I just thank the Lord for you for calling
oh, no
in.
Doubt. No doubt. I'm going off for 2 hours of sleep, no doubt.
I know that's right, because I said as soon as we go up in here, I can rest. That's why I ain't complaining about being up you know, to 3 o'clock.
It doesn't matter.
Because, you know, I can get my rest. That's the only time I'm not on radio, really, is on Saturdays. And throughout the week, I sometimes like to take a day off, you know, a rest. But other than that, I'm on, you know, for two hours. All my programs is 2 hours. And I meant to let you know, too, that if you want to on tomorrow and all next week or whatever, you know, you can reshare this show. Each time that I'm on is different shows, but these shows are not erased. They are being recorded as we are on live, so they are downloadable at the end. So you can download them. You can keep sharing them, you know, on your pages and everything like that. So
cool,
I just,
cool.
You know,
everybody out there, y'all hear the message. I pray that you receive the word on tonight, you know, and embrace the word of God. Love the Lord. Love people. Hate sin. You did. Big up to that boy punting out there in Texas, holding it down, getting this ministry together. I guess we're going to go ahead and drop that bomb on them, T. What you say?
All right. Well, I hope that you will be able to listen in at least a few more minutes more to some of the other music that's being playing, if you can hang.
Oh, most definitely. I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here. We live. I'm right here.
All right then, brother. Well, I'm telling you, you in for a treat. I tell you that much. You are in for a treat. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on hold or however you want to do it. You can stay on the phone and still listen to the show if you want. I mean, you don't have to go off. Or you can listen
Let's
in
go.
Through the link. It really don't matter.
Let's
but,
go. We live. Let's go.
All right then. All right, y'all. Y'all heard it. That was our brother. We thank God for him, Kid Cotter. Featuring putting this great song right here, and after that, we're gonna be right back.
Say, I'm down on my knees, giving you my everything. Lord, you want my everything, yeah. Come lifting you up, please. So glad that your love remains, so glad that your love is the same. It will never change, you will never change. Immutable, say, so suitable, yeah, immutable.
Yeah, I got my back, I'm a two so handy. Trouble was that, that word eat it up like candy. Holding on to them scriptures, hashtag is the missile. Swerving with my confidant, they see the bigger picture. Never drop my mantle, homie, I slide on crosses like hammer. Keep that word up in my mind like an elephant from Bama. Power got me on fire, I done seen a light like a candle. Can't deceive yourself, homie, that's like biggest scandal. So I gave it out to the father, ain't nothing he can handle. Stress free was the best for me, why I caught it back like Randall. The world try to attract your mate with the sweetest things like Henso. He changed his life in paradise like a timeshare from Santa.
Hey, I'm down on bended knees, giving you my everything. Lord, you want my everything, yeah, yeah. So lifting you up, please. So glad that your love remains. So glad that your love is the same. It will never change. You will never change. Immutable.
Realize I can make it on my own. I've been trying for so long, but yet I'm still wrong. So I'm down on my knees, praying with your father, please. And your blessing and favor, the rain upon me. And I'm tired of doing bad, sitting falling for nothing. The devil throwing blows, trying to knock me unconscious. But I know with your power, you can turn it around. Was in the dirt, see with you, I got my feet on the ground. So I surrender all I have, all the help me, please. Give me the strength and the will over my enemies. Across the Pharisees, hoping they wish for my downfall. They nothing but headaches, but you are my talent now. Your grace is so sufficient, and I know I've abused it. Taking your love for granted, but I don't want to lose it. I love you from the depth and the soul of my heart. Yeah, I love you from the depth of my soul.
You everything I want, everything I need, and I know with you off in my corner, I got victory.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, cause you immutable.
Hey, I'm down on bending knees, giving you my everything, Lord, you want my everything, yeah. Come near to you, I please, so glad that your love remains, so glad that your love is saved, it will never change. Never change, immutable, say, so suitable, immutable, I'm down on me.
All right, y'all heard he said you will never change. God will never change. I'm telling you, was that song awesome, y'all, or what? I'm telling you, all I know is it's going to continue to rock on the Angel on Deck show. I'm telling you, we thank God for that song. And speaking of putting, I have a song here called Blame It on God featuring Slim Thug. Yes, I do. We have this. We're going to find out what this song is all about. And I'm telling you, right after that, then we got some music that's coming out of Africa. We got a great gospel mix by Ken the DJ. And then after that, we get going off into our reggae a little bit. Then we're going to bring it back to some Everlasting Soldiers there in Tennessee. I'm telling you, it says, show the devil you ain't scared. And we definitely going to hear that. And we definitely got to hear a song by them called It's Our Time. So we want to give Everlasting Soldiers a shout-out as well on tonight. Also, DJ Nicholas, we got something coming from him, too. So we trying to fit in all we can fit in this 44 minutes. But what we don't play today, like I tell people, we going to be back on live on Sunday. And we'll be back on live, you know, on Monday doing it up. So we just thank God. I want to give a shout-out to my cousin, Prophetess Rhoda Bird, listening in, partying with us on the night. I'm telling you. So we just thank God once again. And we got to have Kid Carter back on, for real, because I see right now he got some preaching down in his belly. I believe God done put some fire. He got some fire in him, and we're going to have to let that loose on these airwaves, because we need the men to come on here and speak the word of God as well as the women to the nation, because there's some dry areas and some rough areas in the nations that need to come alive, and we need to, as people of God, come on and speak this word over the nation. So we looking forward. I'm going to get with Kid Carter and talk with them and see if we can set a date for next week for him and my cousin, Prophetess Bird. We got to get some stuff going on here as well as this music. So right now we're going over into our next song, and we're going to keep it rolling. In the last 43 minutes, I'm going to come hard as I can. So like I said, we finna hear some more music right now. Then we're going to go over into Africa. I want y'all to hear these great gospel mixes from our African family over there in Kenya. We thank God. I want to give a shout-out to Kaylin and his family, and also to our sister Christina Scott on today. We want to say thank God. Also, we got a beautiful song by our brother Bedford there in Uganda called Beautiful African. Oh, my God, when I heard that song, I was just like, you know, in tears, like, oh, my God. So I want to give a shout-out to him as well, and we just want to let y'all know that we love you and we thank God for you. We thank God for your life. And also, right now, I'm trying to find this song right here. Oh, I lost my manners. Let's congratulate our top 12. Y'all know how we do the top 12 artist countdown once a month. And we thank God for our first, second, and third place winners. I'm sorry about that. We want to give a shout out to our first place winner, B the Messenger, in Indianapolis. He came in first, y'all. Second, we had Yah Osei Owusu there in Ghana. He came in second. And then we have our brothers Difference there in Nigeria, came in third. So all next week and so on, you're going to be hearing their music on a daily basis, you know, even though it rocks anyway. But y'all know how we do it with our artists that the three winners, we play their music quite often. So we just thank God. It's nothing but God that has done this with this platform. I don't receive no glory. I don't want no glory for this, because, like I tell people, God has done this ministry, and I thank him for the Angels of Melody Ministries. I thank him. I am an evangelist, but y'all know I ain't caught up in names. So I go, you can call me that if you want, but everybody call me Angel of Melody, or they call me Angel on Deck. And so I thank God for that. So right now, we're going to go to this other song, to some more music for the next 41 minutes, and I'm thanking my brother, Kid Carter, for hanging
hanging with his sister and my cousin hanging on the line with me. I need this support, y'all, because, you know, to keep me up here. So I'm drinking orange juice right now. I'm telling y'all. But maybe I need to break open these Reese cups and get the sugar going around. I'm going to stop. Let me stop. Let me keep this thing going. And we finna get it going, y'all. Get y'all shoes on. Find you a space in your flow, whatever you got to do. And let's party with Jesus music. Amen. Amen. We be back in a few minutes.
Hold up, man. Outside of this one.
Break them off, once again from BCS to Houston, swinging and banging, me and ESG in that new bin, coming down like precipitation, those up, I'm demonstrating how Christ rose like Blake Griffin, like Gabby Douglas, I'm straight flipping, ain't riding dirty like a millionaire, but I'm looking good just like a millionaire, this God's favor gets all on me, blessed by the best, yes, the one and only, king of the Jews, ain't talking Jerry, but I'm talking about the one that's perfect and holy, took me out the dirt and watch me in moment, can't nobody tell me that Jesus ain't for me, haters mad, they throwing salt, trying to knock your boy punting off, but like Brill, they can't see me, they must forgot that I'm with the boss. This right here, that's outside, you know that DJ True Vibe. With Slim Thug on the hook, we about to take this worldwide. So go ahead, pull them slabs out. 84 was poking nine. Turn up, break the knot, know what I'm talking about. I know you never heard a Christian like me, but homie, it ain't my fault, blame it on T.O.T. K and K, ESC, Big Pokey, you know that whole SUC. Double cups, pulled up, sipping on that purple stuff. I was a screwhead to the fullest, tap, tap, chop, chop. Much respect for paving the way, it's number love here, no hate. Cause I wouldn't need much be here. I'ma go and set that straight, that's why I'm putting it down for my state. And so what if they hate? I'm gon' hold it down like Big T while I ball in Christ and parlay. People don't like the fact I rep either, and every one of my sons. But that's the least the pun can do after he suffered, bled, and hung. My Lord number one, ain't nobody else better. Write it down in chalk, better yet take a picture. He's an on-time God every time he deliver. Rose up at three in his hands all power. Blessed and shower, what you know about favor? Bible tells me we gotta love our neighbor. So why would I waste time and worry about a hater? The battle's not mine, it belongs to my Savior. Ain't none greater than the great I am. The devil is a lie, he gon' hit scram. And I'ma continue to jam it with my music slow. Sunday morning, full life fresh, and I'm ready to praise my Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What it is?
Boys out here tripping, still gang banging. I'm throwing up the J's, that's the only set I'm claiming. Trunk on banging, praising and swinging. I stay with the rock gang, talking about slanging. Man.
Once again, we want to give a shout out to Putton and also to
Slim Thug. I'm telling y'all, did y'all listen to the words to what they were saying on it? I'm telling you, y'all. You know, I thank God for the ministry of rap. Like I said, all of it ain't all that because I don't listen to a lot of all of it. But, you know, the ones I do listen to, it shares testimony about their life in the streets. You know, it's a testimony about what they went through and what the struggles was. And that's what I love about it. I'm telling you, it's not just the music, like I said, but when you have a message behind it that's sharing about what they went through and giving the word of God, to me, that's ministry of rap. I don't know about nobody else. I've had a lot of people say, oh, I don't listen to that. I don't listen to this, and I don't agree with that. I said, well, you know what? You believe what you want to believe in, but I know what kind of life I live. I know who I was around, the drug dealers and all that kind of. I know what I've been through. And so I can feel a lot of the stuff that they rap about because I've been a part of that world. And when you can hear, you know, as we call it, the G's out there become a real G, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel, yeah, we was G's out there all right. We was on our way with a big G going to hell. And the going was a big capital G, seriously. But now we are gangsters in Christ. What do I mean by that? You know, when I look at God, when he said he's given us the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and he said, and nothing shall hurt us, man, I'm telling you, if that ain't somebody that got some straight up, I'm serious, some straight up power, where he's telling us we got the power, man, come on now, let's rise up and let's fight. And let's throw them spiritual grenades in the camp of the enemy. Seriously, is somebody with me on tonight? Is somebody with me? But that's what we have to do. And I thank God for my gospel rap brothers that are artists, ministering artists on tonight. I want to say God bless y'all. Y'all keep writing. Keep writing and keep rapping. Keep going in the hood and repping Christ. Keep selling them CDs. Keep getting on the altar. I'm telling you, it's paying off, and it is. It's paying off, and I just thank God. Don't let nobody discourage you from rapping and tell you it don't take all that. They need to go pray that and seek God for themselves because there is a message. God is using different tools around the world. People dance. They have a dance ministry. People rap in ministry. People do poetry. You know, it's all kind of different parts of the ministry. And so I don't know why I got off to say all that, but I'm telling you. But I know some people that have came to me with all that, you know, stuff and saying what they don't like. And well, I'm not into that rapping, whatever. And I told people, you don't want to hear it, then, hey, you ain't got to click off. You ain't got to push the button. Turn it off. You ain't got to hear it. Because we're going to keep playing this Christian rap in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you, I don't play no junk. I play stuff that got testimonies and these men is calling in and sharing testimonies and telling you Jesus have saved them from a destruction from the gang and drug dealing and brought them out of prison. You know what I'm saying? Brought them out the wheelchair. Brought them out the mafia. I'm telling you, we got some powerful testimonies, and we about to start this thing back up. We're going to call it Testimony Month, where we're going to have our people call in and they around the world and share testimonies about what God is doing in their life. So right now, we're going to Ken the DJ. Ken the DJ there in Kenya. Brother, I love you. I thank God for your life. I thank God for y'all, how y'all encourage me, and y'all keep me encouraged and let me know, hey, it's just a good program, and, you know, it was good, and you're doing well. And it encourages me sometimes when I feel like ain't nothing happening. And we all sometimes feel like that. Sometimes we, you know, like our brother said, our back be against the wall, but we got to trust God. But I just want to say that known to the whole world that I appreciate y'all for your prayers and your encouragement and your comments and your posters that be on Facebook and the Twitter and everything. I really thank God for y'all. And I want to say keep on doing what you're doing in Jesus' name because God got something for us all. And I thank him for the overflow of blessings. We may cannot see it now, but we're going to get it. Believe that. That's one thing that keeps me holding on because I know God is not a liar. You know, I sat down real briefly at the computer earlier, and I began to talk to God, and I was crying out and beginning to complain and this and that, but God let me know. He asked, I'm serious. I heard this asked to me. Am I a liar? Hey, I wasn't going to sit there and say, yeah, you are. I sure wasn't. But when I heard that, am I a liar? My God, I had to straighten up. Like, Lord, I know you're not a liar. So I believe. I needed to hear that. Because sometimes we complain and we complain and we say certain stuff. You might as well say we saying that he is. And we know he ain't. He said all everything that come out of his mouth, it will not return to him void. We got to believe that. If we can believe our brothers and sisters that lie to us, how come we can't believe God? My Lord, he's the same God that has saved us from destruction. How come we can't believe in somebody that died on the cross for our sins? Is your mom and daddy going down on the cross? No. I ain't getting up there for nobody either. I'm telling you. I'm just being real. I don't want to be stoned to a cross. So I thank him on the day that nothing come out of his mouth. He said will return to him for it. We have to believe in everything he say. I'm not just saying this to y'all. I'm saying this to myself because, like I said, I know I'm going through some drama. And I have to believe. I have no choice. I told God, I have no choice but to believe in you because it ain't no turning back. If I turn back, I might as well go ahead and be buried in a gold a Cadillac or something because that's where I'm on my way to a grave. I cannot leave. We cannot let go. You know what I'm saying? When we said yes to the Lord, we made a vow to him. It's almost like the mafia, as I tell people. When you make that vow, you can't break it because your head is on the platter. I'm serious. And right now, we have vowed to God and said we're not going to let go. And I can't let go. No matter what I'm going through, I will not let go. The devil is a lie. We will not let go, but we will keep pressing forward. We come too far to give up now. Seriously. My God. Remember that song? The old school? It says, we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. We're trusting in his holy word. He won't never fail us, no. I don't say he never fail us yet, because ain't no yet, because he will not fail us. So I just say he will never fail us, no. Whoa, oh, I can't turn around. I've come this far by faith. How many come too far by faith? How many is leaning on the Lord, trusting in his only word? I'm telling you, trusting in his word, because he will never fail us, no. I got to switch that word around, because some things we've been singing about, honey, I don't agree with that. He never failed us yet. When you say yet, it's like you're looking for a fail, and we can't look in a fail with God, because he don't fail. They have a song, he never failed me yet, he never failed me yet. Jesus Christ never failed me yet. He's not going to fail us. So sometimes we have to watch about this old school. I mean, old school is good, but I'm saying the words, sometimes we have to learn, because when we say that yet, I'm serious. I used to sing that all the time. He never failed us yet, and something hit me like, wait a minute, yet. God is not going to fail us. When you say he never failed us yet, it's like you're looking for something to happen. But his word is true. And he is real. I don't know why. I guess today is meant tonight on this Christian club, and it is meant for the word. Seriously, because we've been talking more than we've been playing. But like I tell y'all, I'm not going to repent, and I'm not going to say sorry. Y'all hear this music every day of the week. And like I said, whatever song that don't get heard tonight, so what? It will play on next week. But the word of God will stand. You can always hear music, but sometimes we need the word to hold on. You know, too. So I'm telling y'all. So, I mean, we still clubbing it, but we ain't only clubbing it tonight with this music, but we clubbing it with the word. And I'm telling you, I thank God, hallelujah, I thank him on tonight for keeping me. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. When I felt like giving up, my God, that hook in my belly says, no, you cannot give up. you come too far. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, it's so much that God requires of us. And I'm telling you, I'm not no weak soldier. I'm telling you, sometimes we may fall into belief, and sometimes we may think things that's not right, and thoughts go in, the mind gets going. But I'm telling you, we got to snap back in place. I'm telling you, there is no time for shucking and jiving and you know what I'm saying, and sitting up in here living any kind of life. You know, that's why I always pray, and I ask God, I say, Lord, if I did something wrong or whatever, my thoughts, clean out my head, clean out my brain. I need some spiritual bleach. Help me, God. I'm serious. Help me. I always say that. Throw out the lifeline. Somebody need it. And I'm telling you, I thank God on tonight. It is nothing but God that has kept me. If I didn't believe it was a God, I'm here to let y'all know that I believe now. I can tell you some stuff, and you will sit there and shake your head and say, sister, it was nobody but God. It wasn't myself, because I'm telling you, self would have been gone a long time ago. I would have been walked off and say, hey, forget this radio, forget whatever. But it was God that when I said, Lord, I can't take it. Lord, I don't know how long I can keep moving. I'm telling you, each day I'm steady yet doing it. And it surprises me sometimes. I look at myself and say, my God, God is real. He is real. Look at yourself in the mirror. You will believe that he real. Because if you breathe in another day and it's not on your own, he is real. When you look back on your past, and all that filth and that dirt you was doing, and you still alive now. My God, you know he is real. Oh, my God, I'm telling y'all, we going to end this thing right now. We going to go to Ken, the DJ. I'm telling you, I'm just overwhelmed right now, overwhelmed. I just thank God I could just feel the power of the Lord right now. Resting on me. I need this refreshing. I'm telling you, our brother got some started tonight. I'm telling you, we got to get Kid Carter back on here because he done got a movement started on these airwaves tonight. I'm telling you because, hey, I was not feeling well at all earlier. I'm telling y'all, when I say I'm going through a hurricane, I mean I'm going through. And I know we all are going through. It ain't just me. You going through something. Somebody going through something. But I'm here to say right now, that if I can hold on, if I can still believe in God, if I can still push on in God, then who are you? You can do it too. All you got to say is, God, here I am. Give me strength. Matter of fact, let me pray right now. And then we're going to end it with Ken the DJ. I'm not going to have enough time to really get, you know, down with everybody I said I want to play. But tune in on Sunday. And I'm telling y'all, if you at church on the time that I'm on, you can listen to the link later on when you come home. I'm telling you, tune in on Monday. We're going to rock and roll it on Monday morning. So, hey, it's going down. But I'm going to say a word of prayer, and then we're going to let Ken, the DJ, end us out. And like I said, all the other artists' music that I had in plan to play today, we're going to hear it on Sunday. We're going to do a conclusion on Sunday and Monday. But I feel the need to pray right now, and then we're going to let Ken end us off. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I don't only lift your people around the world to you, but I throw myself right now in it myself. Because, Lord, we are all facing some issues. Our friends may not know it all. Our families may not know it all. But, God, you see and you know. Lord, you know our thoughts. You know our down settings, and you know our upright. And God, I ask now that as the nations listen in right now, Lord, under the sound of my voice, I ask that your fire right now will burn all filth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that it will burn all filth right now that may reside in us. God, I ask for forgiveness. Lord, we all ask for forgiveness. Forgive us of our wavering and negative thinking and negative speaking, oh God. Lord, we know that you are there with us, and you said that you are there with us, and that you will always be with us, oh God. Even when we don't feel you, you are there with us. We thank you, God, that even in the nighttime, hallelujah, glory to God, even in the nighttime, hallelujah, when things seem rough and our backs is up against the wall and our problems and our situations, oh God, seem to come before us and seem to overweigh us, Lord. We ask now that you would lift up the weight off the shoulders of your people in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, anything that would be a hindrance to what you are saying, remove now in the name of Jesus. God, bring us back, hallelujah, just like we were when we first said yes to you, oh God. A lot of us, Lord, we have not been praying like we should be praying. We have not been reading like we've been reading. We have not been turning down the plate like we're supposed to be turning it down. Lord, help us now in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn the situations that we are going through around, Lord. Let us feel your presence even now, Lord, even as I take my hand and touch on this computer right now. God, this power, this feeling, this warmth, oh God, that I'm feeling in my body right now, Lord, I release it now to your people, oh God, this power of peace, this presence of peace that I'm feeling right now, Lord, this presence of hope, this presence of joy. God, we just release it now to your people in the nations, God. Those tears, Lord, that have failed many days and many nights, Lord, those tears of sorrow, those tears of discouragement, Lord, turn those tears into happiness. Turn those tears into joy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask now that a mighty cash flow will be released to your ministers of music, to your ministers, oh God, of your word, God, that they will be able to do what you have called them to do and that it will be no struggle, oh God. Release, God, right now the visas and the passports, oh God, that your people will be able to travel, oh God, all over the world. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up my ministering rap artists to you right now, Lord. The praise dancers, oh God, to you right now. Lord, I lift up even now your musicians all over the world. I lift up to you now your pastors, your ministers, oh God, your apostles, your prophets, those that you have called, oh God, not those that have called themselves, but those that you have called, that you have called out of the gangs, that you have called out of those bars, oh God, that you have called out of those after hours, that you have called out of the motels and the hotels and up out of, oh God, the strip clubs, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you now for the work that you are doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that no matter what comes against us, that we will continue to say yes to your will and yes to your way. And, Lord, even now, I lift up those that are in the bar, those that are on their way to the hotels and the motels, those that are on their way to the crack houses, those that are on their way to the after hours. Lord, I lift them up because you have apostles out there. You have prophets out there. You have evangelists, oh God. Your great ministers are out there in the world. And, Lord, how can we say that? Because we, too, as your ministers, Lord, was out there in the world doing wrong, God, sinning, oh God, against your word. And, Lord, we ask now that you will speak to their hearts, oh God, those that are high and don't know how they're making it home. Oh, God, we ask right now that you will protect them, just like you protect me on them drunk driving days, oh God. Hallelujah, that you have kept me from hitting a car, kept me from hitting a curb, kept me from hitting a pole. Oh God, we ask now that you will be with them. Oh God, those that's in the bars, oh God, those that the enemy have an assignment upon to be shot at and destroyed. We burn it now. We cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we plead the blood over them right now. We plead the blood over their lives, oh God, over their families, over the car and the engines, oh God, over those windows, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that as the bullet tried to come against them, oh God, that it ricochet back the other way in the name of Jesus, for they will not be destroyed in the name of Jesus. They will preach and teach your word, oh God, just like you have called us to do, oh God. They will do your will, Lord, just like you have called us out of the clubs, oh God. You called us up out of the strip joint. You called us out from sipping on the yak and smoking on the weed and smoking on the cigarettes and drinking on the booze, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you have a people out there. And we thank you, Lord, for safety. We thank you, God, as that man and that woman laid their head down on the pillow, room spinning. God stooped in them, shake them up on the night, and let them know, Lord, it was you that kept them all these years, and that it's time to surrender, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word that you know who belongs to you, and you have not never lost none of your own. And, Lord, we thank you for calling us your own. We thank you that you have your own out there in them streets right now. Those that's in the gangs, God, let them gang against the devil. Save them, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for delivering the pimps, Lord. Let them be sold out to you in the name of Jesus, the strippers, God. Oh, God, let them come before you naked. Hallelujah. Say, strip me from everything that's not like you, Lord. Put in me what needs to be put in me. Lord, we thank you for them. We thank you for the prostitutes coming. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. I thank you. We thank you. And, Lord, we thank you for the overflow. We thank you for this broadcast tonight. I ask, God, that you will release, oh, God, a mighty blessing. A mighty blessing over my cousin, Prophetess, oh, God. Prophetess Rhoda and her family, oh, God. Release a mighty blessing, oh, God, to Putnam, oh, God, and his family, oh, God, to Kid Cotter on tonight. God bless him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the word that you have put down in him. I thank you for the stirring up, oh, God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, oh, God, that every purpose, everything that you have called us all to do around the world, that it will be done. Lord, I'm lifting up Africa right now to you. Have your way in Africa, God. We thank you for the DJs, Lord. We thank you for the rap artists. We thank you for the praise and worship leaders, oh, God. We thank you for what you're doing in Africa, God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you are doing in Africa right now, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in the United States, even though it's looking jacked up and a lot of stuff is happening. But, God, we thank you that your word shall stand. Oh, God, you said, hallelujah, that we was like a neon light. You told me that. Oh, God, you told me that. Hallelujah, that the body of Christ, correction was coming to the body of Christ. Lord, even that the world are going through crisis and going through problems, but you said the righteous, hallelujah, glory to God, that we will be prosperous in you. Lord, we thank you for that word. We thank you for that promise. And, Lord, those that are seeking wives and seeking husbands, God, we ask that you will give it to them. Hallelujah, that you will give it to them. Bring that friend. Bring that soulmate. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, and those that are not right, those that will come into the lives of your people with a plan for them to turn around. Lord, we throw salt in it right now. We throw acid. Let it burn it now in Jesus' name, that it will not come forth. Oh, God, but your promise, your destination, what you have for us to be at, it shall happen in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I ask, because you said in your word that you made man for woman and woman for man. You made us to be a helpmeet. And, Lord, we ask right now, hallelujah, that you will release, oh, God, the joy bells and the wedding bells in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up Jamaica on tonight. We lift up everybody around the world, Lord. Hallelujah. Over in Alaska, God, over in Egypt, Lord, in Hong Kong, in Italy, in the UK, all over the world, Lord, from A to Z. Lord, we ask that you will have your way in your people's life in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we will continue to give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. My God, amen. Lord, also going to the hospital right now, heal. We thank you for your presence being in them hospital rooms right now where the doctor said that death is coming. Lord, we thank you that life is being restored now. We thank you for those on oxygen and those that's in the ICU unit. Lord, we thank you for miracles touching down even now. Lord, we thank you for cancer patients being healed in the name of Jesus. Those that are in prison, God, we ask that you would save in those prisons in the name of Jesus. Those that, Lord, that was in prison, that had nothing to do with whatever crime, that it was a mistake. God, we ask for a release in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I lift up this radio program to you. Have your way, God. You bring it to the way you want to do it. Lord, I'm only following the leading of you. When you say do it, do it. When you say don't, I won't. And, Lord, it's nobody but you tonight that wanted this word and this prayer and not all this music. And, Lord, I thank you. And I thank you for putting an obedient spirit in me, hallelujah, that I have, and I'm sensitive to you, oh God, to know what you want to do. And I thank you right now that even in my obedience that you are doing something right now in my life. And I praise you for it right now. Hallelujah. I praise you for it right now. And, Lord, we plead the blood over our windows, over our homes, from the top roof to the bottom of the home. Lord, we ask now that we have sweet sleep tonight. Wrap your arms around us all. Where there is daytime, keep your people protected in the day. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your angels being loosed out. Even now, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, for you are good. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I think I done covered it somewhere. I thank God. I didn't even know I was going to pray like that, but like I said, I'm sensitive to the Spirit. This is the first Christian club in this show that I ever had where we really prayed and did more ministering than music. But it's all good, y'all, because like I said, through the week, we always play music. But at times, God, word need to go forth. The word of encouragement need to go forth. And we thank God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. I thank him on tonight. So in saying that, I'm saying, oh, my God, my God, my God, I thank him on tonight. So right now, we're going to end it with a little bit. We're not going to be able to hear the whole mix, but we'll hear it on Sunday. Ken the DJ here in Kenya. And I just want to say that always know that God loves you and that the angel of melody, the angel on deck, loves you too. And end of this off is Ken the DJ. You got to check them out. Awesome, brother. I'm telling you, they doing it up in Africa with these mixes. I thank God. And we're going to be back on Sunday. Tune in to Sunday, the Super Sunday of the Overflow. And we got some great music, and also we got the Word of God coming by our brother there in Zimbabwe. We're going to hear a great message called Give Me Back My Bass. I'm telling y'all, got to hear it. It's powerful. And we're going to do part one of that on Sunday. So tune in on Sunday, and then join us again on Monday for our Super Party Week. And I'm telling you, it's going down. So like I said, good night. God bless you. Good morning. Whatever time it is in your country, God bless you. Here we go with Ken the DJ.
You're in the mix with Ken the DJ.
Let's have some fun, huh? Okay. Yeah. And all I have left are these broken dreams. I heard I love you so much, I don't know what. Yeah. And all I have left are these. Yeah. And all I have left are these. Yeah. And all I have left are these broken. Yeah. And all I have left are these broken dreams. I heard I love you so much, I don't know what it means. I used to be a screw up when I was 16. Walking through my high school hall, nobody noticed me. And now I'm killing it, we killing it. Social club, misfit gang, the whole team is ridiculous. Don't try to jump the bandwagon, you ain't catching up. Plus, we really love the Lord, that's what the difference is. So don't confuse me with some other guys. Just wanna give glory to the one who saved my life. If you could see the old me, it's like day and night. Not too bad for the suicidal kid who hates his life. Yeah, Marty Ma, I'm just a misfit. Troublemaker by my nature, I see things so different. Yeah. Friends start to pick it up and now they're acting distant. Die for my city, suicidal kids be lived in.
Yeah. young age I had mojo with the flow. So whenever I spit my focus, just propel me to more than local. This life we choose to live, it's where we walk home, where we live in. It's for the taking while we here, so don't be scared, cause we forgiven. Social club, Mr. Game, we'll pay, get familiar. Cause we about to eat like we get for dinner. It's no problem, lay the track down, I promise. There are stages in the church down, brother, God's honest. Spoke the Torah to existence, that's great, my soul blessing from above all love till the day I go. Hey, yo, and yo, this here's just a preview for my next trick. Let me see, I don't see, I don't see nobody. God is my lone body, gone when the thief frogs. Just know that the Lord got me.
Better know.
You copy, firmly spit shoddy, yeah. Force of a double barrel, yeah. With hope that you see God.
Everybody want the number one spot. Everybody want the number one spot. Everybody want the number one spot. Everybody want the number one spot.
motivate. Ask yourself, say self, what is it that I'm chasing? A lot of people don't want the fame. A lot of people don't want the dough. A lot of people just want respect from a couple of key folks.
Like who?
From their favorite rapper.
Oh.
Are they worst critics?
Oh.
Part of me can sympathize. The other part of me just don't get it.
I just don't get it.
Man, that's deep-seated. That pray for man you think you need. That phone right there you sitting on, for real, should see Jesus.
He can feel that boy.
He can feel that boy.
He deserve that spot.
He deserve that spot.
He's number one.
He's number one.
And you are not.
You took on flesh and was in the grave.
Persecuted,
flesh penetrate.
Christ.
Crucified, resurrected God in the flesh that men hate.
Everybody want the number one spot. Everybody want the number one spot.
Church in the wild. Instead of watch the throne, you better watch the tone, because you're way too comfortable and territory that you do not belong. You get a little bit of money in the maze act. It's unbelievable to see the where they at. But the fact remains, the platinum chain is out your brain. Did you forget the one that made that? See, we 3RCPR because we shocking real system. It's me, P-R-O, my guy, D, my two-man gospel to fix him. He fixed me, not 6 feet deep, at least not dead. In the meantime, in between time, I'ma remind people that he's not dead. But I am, but the hurt is in reverse, because I'm alive in him now. Because I'm in the brace of his living the grace of another body, man, I wish I would have been founded, but I got it now, never let it go again. No, his redemption feels incredible. Just so you know, for the credits roll, that he doesn't get killed in this episode.
They wanna know how I'm seasoned, how to show on my teacher. Holding the given Sunday, home with a beaming. They got me on this tightrope like I ain't even forgiven. But give me a cape, I'm super straight. I ain't tripping, putting haters on time. I'm just a brick wall when you looking. Try stress me, but I'm so good, like your children be after a whooping. That beef between me and God, he cooked it like a little bee. Got me like government cheese. I'm always free, like real. Feel me, this has more than a theory. It's beautiful, my eulogy. Merc pride, humble beast. The Lord's wrath was on me. He could have crushed P, but now my name changed. It's world peace.
Hey, I'm
straight. I'm straight.
Yo, what you think is about to happen now that you got a few cutties on the same track and we all preachers? You ain't noticed we focus to reach a dying generation with the message and we all eager.
Yeah.
Now you hear the beat grinding through y'all speakers, but y'all speakers. Out of fame and fortune, fortunate, I don't need none.
No, neither.
I'm free, me, I will never turn back. Drama coming to get me off track, discern that. Building with the father's how you learn that. Bought with a price, my soul, he'll never return that.
Nah.
With his love, he confirms that. So I'm going where they bust shots and the tires burn at. Trying to get him straight, no perm. And the only way it happens if I go and spread his love like a germ.
Wait, love like a germ?
Love like a germ. Yep, that's what I think I said. Even if I got a beatbox, I'ma get this in your head.
In they head?
In they head. Yep, that's what I know I said.
Woo.
He came and died to give me life. I know I'm dead.
All on his own, they argue, we turn them down. This ain't good.
judgment. I am not a judge. I communicate what the judge
said. Tear it down. Tear it down. Ay, we gon' break it down. Bring them out. Bring them out. Ay, we can do this now. Do it now.
It's
the God and
all
the devil. It's the God and all the devil.
Coming up to you, yes, trying to debunk you if you punk you with scientific proof. See, I've been backed in the corner trying to figure out what to do. I know who I believe in, homie.
I ain't scared of none of you.
See, they ain't take religion from out of the public school. No, they just took Christ and replaced him with Darwin and some other. Now we all exist because lightning when they struck. Now, be God was the cause, be like the hustle.
Yeah. Airtight.
We don't fight with flesh and blood, but with the word. Tearing down lies with the truth, even if it brings pain. Faithfully, we make with it. What we got is strong, and they won't dig up nothing the weekend.